Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
So is there an age you let your kid date? Mixed listener needs your help here in Text Roulette. You got Elizabeth and Radar. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Last night, our 12-year-old daughter admitted she has a boyfriend.
Whoa!
The boy is 14.
My husband. Oh, 14. Uh-huh. That could be eighth grade or high school.
True. My husband told her that she is too young to date and needs to tell this boy they can only be friends. I feel, just a minute going through the text, I feel if we tell her she can't date, she will see this boy behind our back anyway.
She already is.
She's an only child, so we need advice if 12 years old is too young to date.
Too fast for love.
414-432-1099. What would you say about this? What do you think?
Well, your best friend Elizabeth was pretty boy crazy from the moment I knew what a boy was.
You're five?
I'm telling you.
That's too young.
The different storylines I would have with Barbie and Derek from Barbie and the Rockers. Well,
Let her play with the Barbies.
And a lot of it, I think, was because I did have an older sibling. I had older cousins. I had older cousins that were teenagers, and they were so cool, and my babysitters, and they'd like tell me about their boyfriends. And
you're easily influenced.
I was very easily influenced, and I was looking at those teeny bop magazines and things, and we had boyfriends, I say that in quotes, in honestly like third and fourth grade, but we weren't going anywhere. It would just be we'd hang out on the playground. I mean, my first kiss was in fourth grade. Partly because my cousin.
Oh my gosh, young lady, that was way too young.
My cousin Jenny dared me to kiss Nick, who lived next door.
Ugh. You.
And the crazy thing is we were actually in his bedroom at the time.
Oh, my gosh!
But no, it's...
What?
Let me explain to you.
Oh, my gosh.
If you know what old houses are like in Bayview, you have the bedroom is right off the kitchen. It's like the door was open. It's just right there.
Yeah. So let's go to your bedroom and just make out.
No, it wasn't a make out. Jenny dared me to do it, and it was just a little peck. It was just a little kiss.
Okay, sure.
But I think you need to talk to her about, you know, healthy relationships and things like that, and dropping her off to be alone with him somewhere seems kind of,
I don't know,
extreme.
I don't know. 414-432-1099. Mitchell joins the show. Is it like 12 years old? Is that too young to be dating, Mitchell?
Absolutely. If I had a daughter, which I don't, I would be very protective.
Sounds like that's what these parents are. They're pretty protective.
Yeah. I would. That's a tricky question because, you know, I would want to give my kids freedom, but I wouldn't want them dating at too young an age because, you know, you don't know anything at that age. So,
But like I was saying, we need to define what dating is here, and we don't have the answer to those questions. Are they talking about wanting to go to the movies or
study
or go walk around the corners of Brookfield or something together?
Yeah,
like
right.
Where are they going and what are they doing? Because I think about when we were young, we would date at that age, but we would just meet them at places.
And you never told
our
your parents.
Our parents had no idea. Like if anything,
right,
it's great that she is talking.
Yep.
It's great that she is talking to the parents about this. So did you ever sneak around when you were dating?
Oh yeah. I snuck around, like snuck out in high school.
You snuck out of your house?
Like yeah.
Okay, at night or during the day? Because I'm telling you, I could never have really snuck out at night. I don't get how other kids could do that.
I was really careful and quiet. I would sneak out and sometimes take my parents' car and drive it.
You would take your parents' car?
You would take the car
without
and
them
they,
knowing?
They didn't even hear that?
It was kind of wild.
Yeah, you sound kind of wild. Okay, so were you ever caught trying to get back into the house?
No, but actually when I was in middle school, I went out with a friend. This friend, I dated her in elementary school.
Oh, boy. Oh, when you were young. Listen, you're really young. Like, if I have a daughter, I'm going to be protective. Okay, go on, Mitchell.
I was young. We snuck out, and this was in Virginia. I used to live in Virginia. And we snuck out and got a ride all the way, like, you know, it was like a 20-minute ride from our house. We ended up staying up all night at this place. And then when it was time to go home, the girl who gave us a ride, she was like, oh, I got to go. I can't stay out too late. So we had no ride home, like 20-minute drive from our house.
So what did you end up doing?
We ended up just walking on the sidewalk. We're like, okay, we're just going to walk to the closest McDonald's. And it was like getting light out at this point because it was in the morning.
Well, you get that sunrise breakfast. That's good. Okay, so then what?
As we were walking, this older lady, she walked out of her house and she's like, hey, what are you kids doing? Because, I mean, we're like 13, you know, we're young.
She could tell something was up.
Yeah, yeah. So we're like, oh, we're just trying to get home. And she's like, oh, I can give you a ride if you want. And she ended up driving us all the way back. So that was amazing.
A stranger? You let a stranger take you? Oh, then you will not let your daughter date ever.
No, because you're sitting there going, I know what I did when I was your age. Wow, yeah. Talk about the trust that this woman had in you kids to give you a ride. And you guys trusted going in her car to have her take you all home. And your parents didn't wake up when you snuck into the house?
No, it was light outside. I think my dad was outside working. My mom was maybe in her bedroom or something. And I had to like sneak in the basement door and go up the stairs without anyone hearing. So I was going really quiet.
Okay.
Oh, what a great night.
I know,
that
Mitchell,
was.
You're like, I've been up this whole time. Okay, but when did you finally tell your parents this story?
So I'm 27 now. I told them, I think, a year or two ago.
You had to wait a little bit.
And they probably looked at you and thought, wait, how did that happen?
They didn't believe me, to be honest. My mom was like, what are you talking about?
No way.
Oh, my God. Mitchell, well, wow. Great story, but I feel like this is only going to make the mixed listener more nervous. Yeah. No. But also just a reminder of you can set up these barriers and these restrictions.
And that's the worry here, yeah.
But they are going to still try to sneak around and do what they want to do, right or wrong, which is why I think it's important to maybe find a happy medium here. Try to find a way to say, okay, you want to hang out with this person. Again, not dating, but I think it needs to be like with groups. You can hang out in a friend group, have a group over to the house.
Yeah, we're not going to McDonald's at 5 a.m, okay? I'm not going to go pick you up.
And hitchhiking from some grandma 20 oh minutes gosh. Away. God bless Rosie for driving you home.
Yeah, for real. That was amazing.
Okay, but Mitchell, you know, you call now quite a bit into the show, and we like to give all of our mixed listeners nicknames. I feel like we should call you Hitchhiker Mitchell.
Sure.
You'll own that name?
You'll own it, Hitchhiker Mitchell? Yeah.
How about Hitchhiker Mitch?
Hitchhiker Mitch! Yes!
Done!
Okay, when you call in, you have to always say you're Hitchhiker Mitch.
All right, will do.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.